You're listening to SBS News.
The second round of the group stages gets underway tonight. First up is Wales and Iran. What are you expecting?
Yeah, it's exciting. We've had our first look at all the teams, so we kind of know what we're in for. And obviously Iran took a heavy defeat against England, one of the powerhouses of this World Cup. So they're going to be looking to bounce back. But Wales have got like a real feel-good factor about them in their first World Cup in a long, long time. They started a little bit slowly in the first half against the US, but turned things around in the second half. Kiefer Moore came on, made a massive difference. So I wouldn't be surprised if he starts tonight. And Gareth Bale, obviously carrying the nation on his shoulders. Be interested to see how he backs up as well, because he hasn't had a lot of football. Played the full 90, scored the vital penalty. So let's see how he's recovered and if Wales can go again.
Yeah, and then we've got Qatar and Senegal. Will the host nation look for a more positive outcome to cheer on their home fans?
They need to. That first up performance from Qatar was probably the worst performance I've seen from them in 4.5 years. I'm not sure if they were overawed by the situation, but they were very tense. Their passing was really poor. They turned the ball over so many times, and Ecuador really punished them. Senegal, on the other hand, were very good. They went down 2-0, but they had a lot of opportunities. The Dutch keeper played really, really well. And I think looking at the balance of this game, you would probably say Senegal are the favourites after what Qatar dished up in the first round.
We've got Netherlands and Ecuador early tomorrow morning. Both of them had a 2-0 victory in the first round. So could it go either way?
Yes, I just think Ecuador against a really poor Qatar side were made to look good. Obviously, Valencia with the double is going to have his tail up and confident. Although they won, they weren't brilliant themselves. They only had 6 or 7 shots on target, which is not a lot for a side that wins 2-0. Netherlands, obviously, really strong nation, always there or thereabouts in the World Cup. I think they'll have a little bit too much for Ecuador and probably secure their passage through to the knockout rounds.
Absolutely. And then, of course, England and the USA at 6 a.m. England had an emphatic victory against Iran in the first round. How do you think they're going to fare up against the US?
Yeah, England were... a lot of people were kind of saying maybe they wouldn't have a good World Cup, but they've come out of the blocks flying. Bakary Sakho with a double. They had 5 different goal scorers, and Harry Kane didn't even manage to get on the score sheet. Obviously, Kane had a little bit of an injury problem, had to have a scan on his ankle. All reports are that he is fine and he will play. As for the US, maybe this World Cup's one too soon for them. They've got a really young team. Love their midfield, Musa, Tyler Adams and McKenney, all playing for big clubs. They did really well in the first half against Wales, but just dropped off on the second. So the challenge for them is, how do they manage a game? Big expectations, playing against one of the powerhouses of world football. How do they treat the occasion? I think England, at the moment, probably have too much for them.